This is the Deeper Understandings column, the title The Book of Daniel and the Second Act. It's written by Reed Carlson, who is Assistant Professor of Biblical Studies and Director of Anglican Studies at United Lutheran Seminary. In my seminary classroom, I sometimes talk about the Malachi to Matthew problem. This is the problem of turning the page from Malachi in many Christian Bibles, the last book of the Old Testament, to Matthew, the first book of the New Testament, and feeling as though we're entering a different theological world. When we're used to reading about Canaanites and Babylonians, we might be surprised to discover that suddenly, in the Gospels, there are Romans everywhere. We also learn that the universe is populated by demons who cause mischief in people's bodies, and that someone called the devil is somehow connected to them. Further, among God's people, the Jews, there are ongoing debates about a resurrection on the last day, and unexplained references to a Son of Man, and a desolating sacrilege. Jesus and his contemporaries talk about such familiar figures as Moses and David and the prophets, but with a new emphasis on their legacies as writers and keepers of important books. These novelties are presented in the New Testament as if we should already be familiar with them. So a Bible reader who started at Genesis 1 can be forgiven for feeling like a Star Wars fan at a Star Trek convention. We're not stepping into a new universe, though. We're skipping from Act 1 of a play to Act 3. And many biblical scholars refer to the missing Act 2 as the Second Temple period, which began at the end of the 6th century BCE, when a group of Judean Jews returned to Jerusalem from exile in Babylon and formed a society and rebuilt the temple. During the Second Temple period, Jews continued to spread out across the ancient world in an interconnected diaspora. The Roman destruction of Jerusalem in 70 marks the traditional end of the period, which means that the life of Jesus and the most important events depicted in the New Testament occurred during this time. To be clear, the Malachi to Matthew problem has been perpetuated as much by how we read the Bible is as how our Bible happens to be printed. Thus, even if your Bible includes the so-called Apocrypha or Deuterocanonical books, that's a collection of Jewish writings largely originating from the Second Temple period, this problem still can persist. This is due in part to the fact that some of the most influential Bible scholars of the 19th and early 20th centuries denigrated the Second Temple period as lacking in spirituality and theological creativity. Well, and you may even heard it referred to as the intertestamental period. More recent scholarship has rejected these anti-Semitic and anti-Jewish claims and rightfully recognized the Second Temple period as a rich time of literary production that shaped the world in which Jesus and his earlier followers lived. This is where the book of Daniel comes in. Bible scholars continue to debate the dating and developmental history of various parts of the Old Testament, yet the book of Daniel is an unambiguous product of Second Temple Judaism, helping us bridge the gap between Malachi and Matthew. In Daniel, we find the imagery of the Son of Man and a world in which angels and their opponents actively intervene in human affairs. The book contains a key witness to pre-Christian Jewish thought about resurrection. Daniel also gives us an early example of the Bible, citing and interpreting itself. For example, use a creative method of interpretation to understand a prophecy of Jeremiah. This method has similarities to later Midrash, a common form of Jewish exegesis from antiquity to the Middle Ages, and it's also represented in the New Testament. To be clear, the form of Judaism we see in Daniel is not the same as what Jews practice today. Rather, both Christianity and Rabbinic Judaism should be seen as having their roots in the Second Temple period. Recognizing the book of Daniel as a bridge between Malachi and Matthew isn't just a helpful strategy for Bible geeks and historians. In our era of rising anti-Judaism and anti-Semitic violence, emphasizing the Second Temple roots our Christian faith in an unethical imperative. In Christian theology, there is no God of the Old Testament versus God of the New Testament. There is only one God. To deny that confession is to flirt with the dangerous idea that Jews and Judaism are a problem to be solved by Christianity. The book of Daniel helps us to appreciate how Jewish the early Jesus movement really was, and in turn we can celebrate the promise that, through Christ, Gentiles are welcomed into God's story with Israel.